in the store.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see, we were talking about how you, what kind of fences did you have?
Well, real early, it had rail fences.
Yeah.
They cut these old virgin pine timber down and take some wedges and gluts and split them out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a wedge is an iron outfit that they drive in there and start it, and then they take dogwood and, round dogwood and kind of make one end come off to a wedge like, and they call them gluts, but they may be 3 inches through. And drive that in there, and you can just bust them old trees 8 and 10 foot deep.
Yeah.
And they'd lay them those rails and kind of zigzag them to where, you know, you could put the ends on one another and make a fence, and they'd stay too. I've heard the old folks that built rail fences around these creeks talk about that when the water got up, they'd wash their rails off, and when the water creek run down, they'd have to go pack the rails back and put them back.
Then what about that other type fence you always caught your pants on, you know?
Barbed wire?
Yeah.
Oh, well, people still use barbed wire.
Yeah, didn't come in though, Bill.
Oh, no. Of course, it was here in my time because they were barbed wire fences, and you used a net wire down at the bottom, and then your barbs on top, because the hogs in the woods, you had to keep them out so they didn't come in and take over while you were asleep.
Okay. Folks ever use maybe a type fence around the house, kind of a wooden fence, maybe white?
Well, sometimes, but again, now, used to, around most all the yards, you had pickets that was rolled out of these old virgin pines.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be about 4, 4.5, 5 feet long. And most of the people would either slant them on one side or both sides and make them kind of pointy at the top. And then they'd put two boards down from two posts, and then they'd nail these pickets to that upright. And it made real good fence.
Now, what about the other parts of the you want me to the door? You want me to?
It's all right with me.
Okay. Well, I'll shut it if you want.
No, it's all right.
Okay. About places on the farm, other buildings, can you tell me about some of them? You know, places where you keep the other things. Do you have a room where you store a lot of useless or leftover stuff, tools and things like that?
Well, yes, they usually had a smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them had the roof extended on out, and under the side, there'd be a lot of stuff stored. Then you'd have your barns, some cribs. That'd be an area out of logs that was just notched and stacked together, up maybe 6, 8, 10 feet high with a roof over it. And then my dad had he had two old cribs with an entrance between them, all under a roof. And then right beside it, he had a barn. And that barn must have been 40 or 50 feet long and at least 30 foot wide. And he just put one log, long, slim log, old native stuff, from one row of posts to the other. And the loft was up by